USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Six leading Democratic presidential candidates are preparing for tonight's debate in Las Vegas. It will be the first time former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg joins his rivals, even though he's not eligible to win Saturday's Nevada caucuses. Recent polls show Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders with a double-digit lead and Bloomberg surging. Former Illinois Governor Democrat Rod Blagojevich is one happy man after President Trump commuted his prison sentence.
We want to express our most profound and everlasting gratitude to President Trump. How do you properly thank someone who's given you back the freedom that was stolen from you?
2 days after a horrific crash in the Daytona 500, NASCAR driver Ryan Newman is no longer hospitalized. His team posted a photo of him walking out of a Daytona Beach hospital holding the hands of his two young daughters. The crash happened on the last lap of the race on Monday. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I'm loving my Balance of Nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the Balance of Nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, Balance of Nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on Balance of Nature.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
The Major League Baseball Commissioner has made an apology, as USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
I'd like to present Jim Crane with the first ever Commissioner's Trophy for the Astros.
Commissioner Robert Manfred's reference to the World Series trophy as being just a piece of metal came as he was saying a few days ago that he did not intend to strip the Houston Astros of their 2017 World Series title despite their sign-stealing scandal. Now he says,
there is no greater pleasure in this job than awarding that trophy. I understand what it means, and again, it was a mistake to say what I said.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is paying a visit to Saudi Arabia. Pompeo arrived in the country and is said to be discussing the threats that face us in the world, including Iran. Pompeo is expected to depart Saudi Arabia for Oman Friday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
First Lady Melania Trump is being honored with a Woman of Distinction Award in Florida for her work with children. She accepted the award from the Palm Beach Atlantic University and highlighted her Be Best program.
When we teach our children to cherish our values and care for each other, they are better prepared to carry on America's legacy of compassion, service, and patriotism.
Going a little bit more in depth on the coronavirus, Republican Senator from Arkansas, Tom Cotton, stands by his earlier suggestion that the deadly coronavirus may have originated in a high-security biochemical lab in Wuhan, China. Cotton tells Fox News we need to be open to the possibilities of exploring all the origins of the outbreak that has sickened more than 75,000 people around the world.
Martha, I'm suggesting that we need to be open to all possibilities and we need to demand that China open up and be transparent so a team of international experts can figure out exactly where this virus originated. We know it didn't originate in the Wuhan food market based on the study of Chinese scientists published in The Lancet, a respected international science journal. Now, I'm not saying where it started. I don't know. One reason we don't know is because the Chinese Communist Party won't open up to international experts. That's what they need to do so we can get to the bottom of where this virus originated and hopefully get an effective diagnostic test and vaccine for it.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.